Life is a journey. What's your story? I love me some shuffleboard. And did you know that the St. Petersburg Shuffleboard Club, celebrating 100 years on 52 feet of history, from one end of a regulation shuffleboard court to the other, that's how long it is. And within that distance, the history of shuffleboard and the St. Pete Shuffleboard Club lives. I have with me today Christine Page, Executive Director. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start off with this weekend, Art Walk, May 11th. It's very exciting, and you're having a big celebration and fundraiser. Tell us about it.
Sure, yes. We're calling it 100 Years, 100 Discs, and we've had local artists, almost 100, do 100 little pieces of art on shuffleboard discs.
And they're just beautiful. I saw Pamela Joy Trowell's. It was beautiful. So many local artists have given their time. Tell us about the event. What time does it start?
It's 5 o'clock, 5 to 9, Saturday, May 11th.
And what is going on during that time?
Well, it's an art show, and so the 100 discs will be on display. They'll be for sale. And we have a DJ. We have shuffleboard, of course. And it's going to be a fun night for the community.
So I'm looking at old photos of the shuffleboard court. I mean, this is old Florida, but it's an elegant old Florida. Tell us a little bit, in a nutshell, USA Today version, about the history of shuffleboard in St. Pete.
Okay. We were founded in 1924. The first courts actually went in the year before, in 1923, just two courts. And because of the winter tourism and the boom in Florida in the 20s, it really became popular very quickly. And more courts were added each summer. Eventually, we grew to 7,000 members and up 110 courts. And we're the oldest and largest shuffleboard club in the world. And we're also, all the modern rules were standardized at our club in 1928. So everywhere around the world that plays shuffleboard plays by the rules that were developed in St. Pete.
One can only imagine what the Roaring Twenties and the 30s were. I mean, it was expanded in 1931. The old courts were replaced. But when you look at these photos, they're all dressed up.
I know.
Is that sort of the inspiration for the tweed ride that you do?
Actually, yes, exactly. I mean, there's tweed rides all over the world, but when we learned about what a tweed ride was, we're like, we need to own that in St. Pete. That needs to be us, because it really reminded us of every single photo from the 20s that we saw of the St. Pete Shuffleboard Club.
I understand that shuffleboard has had a resurgence. Like bocce ball, it's the thing to do. I see a lot of young people when I come on a Friday night. Talk to me a little bit about how this has been embraced by other generations.
Sure. Well, it started when we started our Friday nights in 2005. And it was younger people that started the Friday nights, and the younger people embraced it. I think that at that time, and still today, people who are working, people who are younger, are on their computers all day, and the idea of coming out and doing something tangible, not computer-based, and being out in the community and talking with people face-to-face is really, really appealing to younger people. And it's just, it's gotten to the point now where there are members of our club who started playing shuffleboard with their parents back in like 2006 when they were little kids. You know, it's just become what happens in St. Petersburg.
So, you know, it's not just grandma and grandpa out there. It's shuffleboard is for everyone. You have a beginner boot camp.
Every first Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock, except in the summers. So June, July, and August, we're moving it to the first Saturday morning of the month.
Absolutely. And there's also, listen, competitive folks out there who want to take bocce ball and shuffleboard to the next level. There is a high roller league, and it goes through July 8th. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's going on now, so registration's already done. We'll do it again, but that's definitely more competitive, and you get to schedule your own games with your opponents, and there's a higher entry fee because there's kind of a payout. It definitely is. You're in it to win it. For the prize money.
So when you come on Friday, walk us through what a Friday night is. Is it happy hour? Are there drinks? Is there food? What's going on there?
Well, you can bring your own drinks in moderation and your own food. And it's a wonderful night for the entire community. It's one of the few things I've seen, regular things I've seen, where just all of St. Pete, no matter what your age, no matter what your background, comes out and just enjoys himself and has fun. We have the music going, twinkly lights. If you've never played before, we will teach you how to play. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to be outside, be in the heart of St. Pete, and just enjoy yourself.
So the St. Petersburg Shuffle Club is at 559 Mirror Lake Drive North. For information, info at stpeteshuffle.com. Hours are Tuesday through Thursday, 6 to 9, mm-hmm. Friday 7 to 10, Sunday 9 to noon.
That's when we're open to the public. Members can play any day up until midnight.
And the website?
Is stpeteshuffle.com.
So I want to now ask you about your shuffleboard journey. So do you play?
I do play. It's sporadic, and I'm good sometimes and not good sometimes.
So let's just say I'm trying to decide whether I'm a shuffleboard kind of person. And does it take a lot of physical agility? Does it take, with me, I bowl and the ball goes backwards. So, tell me what you need to do to play shuffleboard.
If you're going to play shuffleboard competitively, if you're going to play shuffleboard for fun, you can play half hour, an hour, however long you want. If you're going to play it competitively, you have to have this mental stamina to play all day. A tournament usually takes 2 days, and it's all day. And I would say it's mentally more tiring than physically, although standing up, sitting down all day can get tiring.
Are the, what do you call the pieces that hit the shuffleboard, the actual poles?
Cues.
Are the cues decorated?
Yes, our members decorate their cues. So.
Yeah, I saw that. So there was just like, there was the rainbow cues. Mm-hmm. They were like, it was actually like, just incredible to see.
We have some people that have rhinestoned their entire cues, and it's
bling bling,
lots of bling, lots of glitter.
That's me. I see that you also have a strategy boot camp. What's strategy on shuffleboard? That was an interesting thing to me.
So shuffleboard is almost like chess, like a more simplified strategy, but chess. But you have a cue, and you have to push the disc down 50 feet. So the strategy boot camp, we teach you about strategy, setting up hides, blocking people, pushing people into the kitchen, all of that.
What is pushing people into the kitchen?
That is the scoring is 10, 8, 7, minus 10. So that's the minus 10 area. We call it the kitchen. So you want to stay out of it.
I want to stay out of the kitchen all summer as well.
Exactly.
You've been with this organization for 9 years. How has the shuffleboard club changed over the last 9 years as St. Pete downtown has changed?
It's an interesting question. Well, I've been with the organization for 19, so I've
19,
seen a lot.
excuse me, that's an extra 10. Good, thank you. Thank you for your service.
So I've seen a lot of changes. I would say in the past 10 years, as St. Pete has grown, can I have a second here? Let's see.
Yes, so, so you've been down here, so you're seeing people moving here from New York and other places, and even California, Colorado. So when you first started 19 years ago, was it an older crowd and it's gone to a younger crowd?
So when I first started 19 years ago, it was down to about 50 members. So and it was mostly older. But then the Friday night shuffle helped bring the young people in. And now, 19 years later, we're up to 2,700 members. And I think 60% of that is millennials and the millennials.
And the membership extends beyond playing shuffleboard. I see you have a shuffleboard member trip to the Rays, to the Trop. So
yes, we do.
It's not just about shuffleboard anymore.
It's always been about shuffleboard and community. You come there, you make friends, you end up. It's great. I always give the example of a league night. You can have a team of like 20 somethings. They're all in black, and they're tattooed, and they're playing against a team of 70-somethings or even early 80s, and they're all getting along and laughing, and it is a situation that you would never experience anywhere else, and you meet people that you never would have met, and they become your actual friends, and you look forward to seeing them every week.
So peace through shuffleboard.
Yes.
Again, we encourage everyone to, of course, Art Walk is this Saturday, Grand Central District, The Edge, the Warehouse District, everywhere you look in St. Pete, galleries are open, music is happening, the factory, the fairground, St. Pete, but also the Shuffleboard Club, May 11th, give us the information again.
The 100 Discs Show at the Shuffleboard Club, 559 Mirror Lake Drive, and it's from 5 to 9.
And if you want to become a member, please visit the website.
StPeteShuffle.com.
Christine, thank you so much. You'll hear from Christine again from the Sunshine Sisters. We'll talk a little bit about her backstory with Karen Carmichael. But for right now, I can't wait to decorate my queue. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you very much.